So I want to go into the next thing that comes up in real estate transactions, which is at what point in the transaction is it going to be permitted to still go back, to still retract, to go back against your word? So you said you expressed an interest in a property. You said, I want it. Or the seller said he wants it. And basically, there's a deal here. Or, you know, at what point is it still permitted to go back on your word, essentially? And it's not just to get real estate, it's really to get any type of deal. It's to get schiras poyalim also. In other words, you agreed to send your child to a camp. You agreed to send your child to a babysitter. You agree, you know, but it is negiah over here as well. And there's an extra element of a contract. So at what point is the contract binding? There's a lot of different elements in real estate, but really to Shaila and all Mekach Memkar, which is, as we know, the only way to really acquire anything is through a kinyan, a formal kinyan. And kinyan and karka is shtar, kesef, contract to buy is not a kinyan, by the way. It's not a shtar that we're talking about. A contract is an agreement to buy it when you buy it, but it's not a shtar kinyan. A contract is not a shtar kinyan. But there's different ways to acquire ownership over something. The sugya that we're talking is when you did not acquire ownership, you did not make a kinyan, but you said you're going to go ahead and do the rental, do the hiring, and in this case, purchase the property. So first of all, are you bound by your word? Are you bound by that in order to, you know, that is it enforceable in any way? Are you bound by it? And if so, at what point, just because you called up and said, hey, your house for sale, oh, I'll potentially be interested. Is that enough to keep you bound to it? And third of all, fourth of all, is what if there's a market change? Very shchiach today. You bought it, especially in commercial real estate, where like there's big numbers. And, you know, so you're doing a deal and the whole deal is contingent on the rates, on the mortgage rates, because otherwise the numbers don't add up and you can't, you know, your income is not going to validate this. It's not going to be able to, you're not going to make money. And then all of a sudden, by the time the closing comes, you just can't get that rate anymore. So are you still bound by your word? Well, you told me, you know, you can't just go back on your word, you know? So is that enough, Kamina? The /4 is, which I was always bothered by, but this morning I found Baruch Hashem, a tshuva in the Sheva Levi about the Shaila Beferish, which is that let's say there's no market change, but it happens to be that the seller can get a better deal. This happens a lot of times, right? That it's not like there's a market change, betzim, but you know, he agreed at a certain price. And now a random guy from a random guy calls him up and says, hey, I'll offer you $50,000 over your asking price or whatever. So there's no market change. Would that change the matter at all? Also, so these are all the sugyas that I wanna cover. I don't know if we'll get it all this week. Between this week and next week, we should cover all the shaylos. All verbal. We're talking about verbal. It could be a contract. It's verbal.
What about like a letter of intent?
It's not what?
A letter of intent.
Yeah, that's
not
all verbal. There's less unknowns. There's fewer unknowns. So I mean, you can't say, well, had you known? Did you read it? Right? So in a kanami. But what'd you say?
No, exactly. Like a letter of intent. So that
a letter of intent is still verbal. We're not talking about verbal versus written. We're talking about verbal versus a kinyan. So if you wrote it or you said it, it's the same as far as this is concerned. Okay? The only difference with a contract is because usually contract comes with a deposit. So once there's money given, it could be that that's a much more serious level of commitment.
Then if you also then run into being a contract.
Well, you'll lose the money. But I'm willing to lose the money.
Well, yeah, right. I'm just saying.
I'm willing to lose the money, but...
But then you have to start dealing with an offer. I'm not shaking my verbal. There's nothing there.
No, correct. But there's no dina de machusa that says you can't go against a contract. You go against a contract, you lose your... It's not ethical or morally incorrect to go against the contract, is it? I mean... You're allowed to.
It's not just about losing your money. Sometimes it's beyond that. And they have certain rights to sue you for specific performance, or they have other, you know, things that they can do. Everything's brought within.
Right. Okay. I mean, it depends which side. Right. So there's two Gemaras about this. The first Gemara just says an introductory things on page 1. It says 3, and the numbers are kind of cut off in this one. But if you, in the first page is number 3, So the Gemara says like this: Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, "Afal pi shamru talis koina din azov." Talis koina din azov means that the way you're koina talis is by doing mashicha. If you take the talis, then he owes you the money. So talis koina din azov. But giving the money does not make him obligated to give you the talis. I'm sorry, this is Baba Mitzia Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. Umachi Sdom Ramar Mitzayim Beyam, who also the par Mishaina Oimir Vidibura. So this is a separate issue I do not want to get involved right now, which is a Mishapara, which is a curse, which is a much more serious thing, which is once you've given the money, there's a Mishapara. He can actually obligate you to accept a Kalala if you go back. So let's leave that aside. The next thing is where I underlined it. But somebody whose transactions are done through words, there's no kinyan on that. And if you're chayzer, if you go back, the ruach chachamim is not happy with you. Chachamim are not happy with a guy that's not oimid b'diburai. Then once you've given your word, it's considered ein ruach chachamim noicha heimenu. Chachamim are not happy with you if you go back. Okay, now just to add a point here, ein ruach chachamim noicha heimenu. Chachamim are not happy with me. I get it, but chachamim are probably not happy with me if I don't say karbanas either. I mean, what exactly is meaning chacham ruach ein ruach chachamim noicha heimenu? Right, Jewish guilt. So there is an application of Ein Racham Noicha Emenu, is that it's Mavur in the Rambam and it's Mavur in others. Ein Racham Noicha Emenu means it's an Isser Midrabana. Means it's Chachamim are saying, don't do this. And therefore, you went against our word. That's why we're not happy. Not just you're not King Grace Tzaddik. So we're not happy with you because it's the Pshat is, it's an Isser Midrabana to go back. That's Mavur in the Rambam.
Sounds worse than Mishapara.
Mishapara is a call. Well, no, it's Mishapara Simona. Meaning, you're for sure going back on your word. But you're not only that, you get a call. So, but here, it's very clear from the Lashonis of the Paiskin that it's not just in Racham Noicha Emenu. It's also, it's Mamash and Issa Drabbanon to go back. So it's very important to keep that in mind. I'll just read you one of the Makaris here. If I can find it. It says, one second. I think it's lost in the Rambam. I don't see it here right now. But yeah, it's very clear that it's not just in Racham Nechemenu, okay? Fine. Now the Sma, for example, says. I can quickly show you that. I don't want to go out of order too much. But the Sma, the lesson of the Sma is Ein Racham Noicha Emenu. And he says, Umutar Likroisei Rasha. It's called a Rasha. So, you know, sometimes you have this real taiva to call this guy a Rasha. So, if this validates your taiva. If he told you he's going to do something, he doesn't do it, he's called a rosh according to the Sma. So it's an Isser Darabon, Peseder. Now let's go a little further into the next page of the Gemara, which is Mem Tesam at Alvin Bamitzia. Okay, and it's a Gemara on page 5. Now the question that we're going to deal with once we see the Gemara is it's a very important Chakira. Why is it Asr? Is it Asr because it's a Bein Adam L'Makarim? Or is it also because it's a Ben Adam L'Chaveroi? What's the problem? The problem is that I said my word, so I have to keep my word. It's Ben Adam L'Makom. Yeah, it's a Ruchni Yizdika thing. You said you have to keep your mouth Kadosh and whatever. Or it's Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. You told it something to him. For all you know, he acted based on that. You told him you're going to buy his house. Okay, so he took his house off the market. Right now, he relied on that. He went ahead and then, after he took his house off the market, he went ahead and made other plans. He already put a down payment on another house that he assumed he was going to buy because he already had a buyer for this one. So that's a Bein Adam L'Chaveri problem. It's almost like, maybe it's not even a grama, it's less than a grama of Hezek, but it's somehow, since he relied on you, you're pulling the rug from underneath him, so it's something you're doing against him. It's not just, it's not a word of Bein Adam L'Chaveri, it's a word of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. You hear the Tutsdadim? It's not a gazelle mamish, but it's taking away something that you told you. Okay, well, maybe it's both. So if you keep in mind that hakira, then you'll understand the next sugya a little better. So the Gemara says on page 5, Rav, where it's marked in Memtes, Amud Aleph and Bab Metzia, Rav Kahana Yahavu Leizuzi Akitna. Rav Kahana was given money to sell kitna, to sell flax. Lusoif at the end, when he was supposed to deliver it, Iker kitna, the kitna went up. Now, it's not clear, did he have it and he just could have sold it for more, or it actually was going to cost him more money to go ahead and get it. So, Asalakame Dirav, Amrale. So he asked Rav Shailosh, do I have to give it at the original price that I was given? So he says, Amrale, Bemaina Kita Zuzi, Havlu, for the amount of money that they gave you. That the amount of money that they paid for, the amount of kitna that they paid for, you should complete the deal. But the rest, havulu idach, the rest is dvarim. It's only dvarim. V'dvarim ein bohem mishum mechusar amana. Dvarim is not mechusar amana, even though the Gemara before we said it's ein racham noichemenu. But here the Gemara is saying it's a machlokes amiroim, the itmar, dvarim. Rav Amar Ein Behem Mishum Mechusari Amana. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Behem Mishum Mechusari Amana. So this L'chaira is the same as Gemara before, although we learned in the Mishnah Siyavi it's Tudinim. But the Pashup Shah before that is that Rabbi Yochanan is going with what we said before, that it's Yesh Behem Mishum Mechusari Amana. And what the Mechusari Amana means, Amana means your faith, your trust, your loyalty, your midah of trustworthiness. So you are mechusar in that midah of amana. You are lacking in your trustworthiness. You're no longer considered a trustworthy person by Chazal, which everyone wants to, the most basic thing, right, is the guy trustworthy. That's you know, olive base. So if the Beis Din or the Rav or the Gabbai is allowed to make an announcement in Shul Friday night, after Yom Shabbos, the Erev is up, and by the way, this guy is not a trustworthy guy, and he backed out on a deal this week, everyone should avoid doing business with him. Shabbos. So you would be permitted to do that if this guy's called Mechusar Amana. It's not Lashon Hara, it's probably a mitzvah. He's a Rasha. So Mamela, you're allowed to announce that he's Mechusar Amana. It's not a good thing. Now, what's the makar for this? Meisver, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yuda, Oimer, Ma Talmud Loimar, Hin Tzedek. The Pasuk says, when you have to keep your words, this is Moiznei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Behin Tzedek, Yalach. You have to have smart weights. So you have to have a good, you know, in the weight, you weight on the other side of the scale. So your ounce weight has to be accurate, your pound weight has to be accurate, and your gallon, whatever, your other weights have to be accurate. Obviously, what's the chilk in Eifa and Hain and Hin and Tzedek? So the Gemara makes a drasha. Halahin b'chal Eifa, ya ela loymalach. She'ahin shalcha Tzedek, v'lav shalcha Tzedek. The way you read the word Hin is that your Hain, when you say yes, your word has to be Tzedek, has to be has to be tzedek. So to drasha in Chazal, to make a drasha, probably in a smachta, then you're not allowed to go back because hin shachat tzedek. That's what we said before. It's an isra drabonon to go back. Amar Abaye, but Abaye holds, what about according to Rav? Rav says that there's no problem to go back. So how does he learn the din of hin shachat tzedek? Says the Gemara, hahu shalo yidaber echad bapev echad b'leiv. Meaning you can't, that's for sure, that you can't say you're going to do it if you never meant it in the first place. Our whole sugya is, when you said it, you meant it. Now the question is, do I keep my word or not? But I'm not, in a way, when I said it, I meant it. I changed my mind. So is that called I'm lying? Lying means when I said it, I didn't even mean it in the first place. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. But we paskin, if you notice, like Rabbi Yochanan, and we hold, therefore, that there is a problem of Mechusar Amana. Okay, and like I said, that is an Issa Drabanan, and therefore, Poshup Shah, before anything, if you said you are going to, if you said you're going to do something, In a deal, you have to do it. Now, again, we still had our shaila. Is it a beidam l'chaveroi or is it a beidam l'malka? So in order to get to that shaila, we're going to learn two stories in the Gemara. Okay? I want to go a little out of order in order to get the two stories. Let's skip down here. So the Gemara says, here. Amr. Okay, I don't know how to say where it is. Amr Rami Bar Chama Amr B'Yochanan. It's like it's the first line in the first one in the line is Rabba. It's I guess across from where it says Hagoyis V'Tziyunim. So yeah. On the side you go across from there. So the first word online is Rabba. And then Testament album of Mitzvah. Rabba Bar Chama Amr B'Yochanan. Ha'omer l'chaveroi matana ani noisim lach. If you tell your friend I'm going to give you a gift, yochol lachzer boy, you're allowed to go back. This is Rabbi Yochanan. You're allowed to go back. I thought Rabbi Yochanan says Mechusra Amana. You said something. Why are you allowed to go back? Pshita. No, I said not only that, it's Pshita. Elamutu lachzer. Not you're able to. You're allowed to. So Amar Papa, Moider Rabbi Yochanan b'matana mu'etes to samcha daitayu. So Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, there's a chil between a matana mu'uta and a matana mu'etes, meruba. A large gift, you're allowed to change your mind. A small gift, no, you're not allowed to. What's the chilk in a large gift and a small gift? The samcha daitayu, because the mekabel was soymech das on a small gift. He wasn't soymech das on a large gift. So let's say your boss tells you, I'm going to give you a 50% raise. You were making 100, and now you're going to make 150. So that's a matan meruba. What? He doesn't, a bonus. I'm going to give it to you, whatever. So when he comes back, you know, it's not working out. Okay, so did the guy really assume he's getting it? I mean, it's not a good case. But the point is, did he really assume that? Did he go ahead and do anything based on that? Okay, if I get it, I get it. Till now, like, did he borrow money against that already? He already, like, advanced himself that money? Or like, look, it's nice to know that he likes me, but if I get the money, I get it, right? So he knows himself that it's not likely, it's not mukach that he's going to get that. So memela, you're allowed to go back. But a matana mu'etes, you call up a guy, you tell someone, I have a flight to catch. So he says, I'll take you to the airport or something like that. Maybe he said he'll do something for you. I don't know. That's such a, maybe a small thing, a person is samich das on it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're mechusar amona if you go back. So let me ask you a question. Lagabe, you're being under the lamakai. Is there any difference between matan muruta and matan meruba, matan mu'etes and matan meruba? L'chara, there shouldn't be a difference. Either way, you said it. So why are you allowed to go back on your word? So clearly, you see from here that the issue of going back is not because it's a ruchnias dika thing or being under the lamakai. The issue is a benam l'chaveru. Is that since he was soymech on your word, you can't go back on it. That's the point.
Maybe in the big matana, the guy who said it was also hopeful, meaning he didn't even believe it. He was hoping that he'd be able to get
such a deal. James, I consider such a deal. But the Gemara says, Samcha daitayu, and I think Samcha daitayu means of the makabo. Okay? Look at Rashi. Moide b'yochim b'matan mu'etes, Rashi says, She'ein mutu lachzer mishum de Samcha daitayu de makabo. So the point is, was the guy that heard your word, Samich Das. So this Gemara shows us clearly that the Yisoid of a Dibur is that the guy that heard it was Samich Das on you. And since he was Samich Das on you, Samich Das, what's a good translation? He relied on you. He relied on you to the degree, maybe he took action on it, but whatever it is, it's almost like you're taking it away from him. It's almost like you're taking it away. That's why it's a problem. Okay, so it's clearly a ben adam le chaveroi issue. Now, that's why. By the way, some people say, I don't want to get into this now, but like if you did it with a guy, maybe it's different because maybe it's like it's not as bad. It's not the point of a or let's say you never said it to the person. There's another good child. Let's say you told your wife. That house is for sale. I think I really want it. I think we're going to buy the house. But he never even heard it. So there's a problem of Mechus Ramana if you go back and you change your mind? No, of course not. Because the guy never heard you. There's no Samech Das on it. So therefore, the fact that you said it is not the problem here. So we're not going on a Ruchnias Dikal Vidvar Sheker Terchak that, like, you said it, keep your word. That's not what we're saying. We're saying if he was Samech Das on it, then you're not allowed to go back, and it's awesome to go back, and it's Mechus Ramana. Now, the other level is a level, like the Gemara says in Brachas, that Rav Kahana was saying Kriya Shema, and someone came and offered Rav Kahana a price for something to sell, and he just didn't respond. So the guy assumed that the reason he didn't respond is because he wasn't offering enough money. And really, Rav Kahana in his mind accepted the offer. Eventually, the guy kept on offering more and more until he finished one esrei, and then all of a sudden, he offered triple the price. And Rav Kahana said, well, actually, when I heard you saying the first price, I was masking to it, so I'm going to sell it to you at the first price. And that's what Gemara says is a level called Doiver Emes Bilvavoi. Even in your heart, you're Doiver Emes. So that is probably the same thing as telling your wife, hey, I'm going to buy it, or telling him a ton of Marubalo, the guy's not Samech Das at all. So it's Doiver Emes Bilvavoi, because Doiver Emes Bilvavoi, the guy wasn't Samech Das on you either, obviously. He didn't even hear you say it. So there's an Indian of Doiver Emes Bilvavoi. That's not Osir, and that's not Mechus Ramana. It's just a level. It's a very nice level. But here we're talking about when you said something and the guy was Samech Das. Therefore, anytime in a contract, it's very clear that there are certain things which are pending, or there's a lot of, you know, legal review of the contract, and there's a lot of things that are not clear. It would seem to me that it's clear that the seller is not really Samech Das yet. For sure, if you haven't even come to terms on the price. You know, you haven't come to terms on the price. So he knows that it's not a shoo-in yet. Maybe once you come to terms on the price, you're still fighting out certain things. Now, even when you sign a contract and you have 14 days of, what's the thing? You have 3 days or 14 days? But you have 3 days before that, right? Isn't there like 3 days, like you can go back for anything or something?
No, that's certain consumer things, like with, you know, certain consumer things, not including the car, the right to go back a certain amount of time. And that was realistic.
Refinancing the mortgage.
When you refinance a house, you can go back for a certain amount of time at the bank.
Okay, so, but on a signing of a contract, you have 14 days due diligence.
Whatever you agree to, sometimes there's no due diligence, sometimes it's 3 days, sometimes whatever you agree to.
Fine. Right. So it's to me 30 days, 14 days, whatever it is. Fine. So in that period of time, even though technically probably you're only allowed to, you know, if you found a real problem, then you can go back, right? But let's say you just change your mind.
The contract usually says for any reason whatsoever. It's an as is, yeah.
Right.
Any reason.
Right. So there's no zero expectation during any contingency period.
Yeah.
And they're just watching it. And the moment the contingency period is over, then they come in fast and furious to, you know, against your deposit if you.
Correct.
Told them there's zero expectation.
Right. So I would assume that there's no, because the din of Mechus Ramana has to do with the Smichas Das of the other guy. There's no Smichas Das whatsoever, because everybody knows that in that period, during that period of time, anything can change the person's mind. The guy can change his mind like this. And therefore, there's not going to be a problem with Mechus Ramana during that time period. Once you've gone once you went hard on the contract, and the contract, now you're just waiting to close, and then you just change your mind all of a sudden, and you're willing to lose your deposit, then it could be it's this issue where there's a smichas das, and
the smichas das was only on the deposit. In other words, the contract says meforish, I have a right to go back, your only remedy is to keep the deposit.
Right, but isn't he smichas das, are you going to close?
No.
Maybe in a residential it's different. Maybe in a residential it's different. You don't have a DBOR? You don't have a DBOR that the guy's going to close?
That's why you prove a deposit.
You're timing that the smichas das is only against the deposit. He doesn't really have any recourse. What's he supposed to do?
No, the buyer has to sue to enforce the contract.
Yeah, it's a specific performance.
But you know that the buyer is not going to sue you. You're the seller, and you know that the buyer is not going to sue you. The buyer, that's a good point, because the buyer does have smichas das, that the seller is going to go through with the contract.
And he
now, but he knows, the seller knows.
It's still a time.
What? They gave us two Hamish of people. The seller knows that the buyer is not gonna.
Of course.
The buyer's not gonna
yeah, so in that case,
sue him. So there you would have. Okay.
What if you went into two, let's say residential case, you went into two houses at the same time into a contingency period. So you know Clar for yourself, you're only taking one of them. The buyers don't know. I mean the sellers don't know.
Yeah, but like the people here are dining that the sellers don't have smichus das because
it's not you. It's all different. It's all smichus das.
No, but that could be achav bepev achav belev. That was a different problem.
Now
we already said before that there's an issue of hin tzedek on achav bepev achav belev. That's not a later thing that happened that you're kuhn chayzer. Means you never really had full intention to go into it.
But there's also probably a kinevus das, and even though it's not this severe as this. Which is stickle
to name
the guy, you're not even interested in buying the house.
Well, you're interested in maybe possibly buying the house.
So you should tell the guy that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at three other houses.
Right. Probably should tell the guy that. Okay. So this is the din of smichas das. Okay. And that's why I think we see from here that a matana, we pass, you know, the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan, and that you're not allowed to go back. But if by a matana you could, unless he's samech das, like by a matana muetis. Okay? Okay. So now there is a very, very important, very, very sadistic machloikis between the Baal Amar and the Mochamas and the Ramban. And this is probably controls a lot of the cases, which is where there is a market change. There's a change in the market. Would that allow, you know, circumstances to change? Would that allow me to go back against my word? I told you I'm going to do it. I told you I'm going to do the deal. I can't afford the deal anymore, right? So, am I allowed to change my mind on the deal? So you look at the next page 6. So the Rif Paskins on the top in the middle is the Rif. And the Rif Paskins, Hilchasakar B'Yoichanan, where it's on the line. So the Rif Paskins, Halachakar B'Yoichanan. So it means it is Mechusar Amana to go back even on your Divor. Okay? And now there comes a question, which is the Machlaikis between the Baal Amor and the Mechamas. Vili Nira, says the Baal Amor. Okay, I think I told you, explained to you before why the Mechamas is so feisty against the Baal Amor. Right? Because the Baal Amor was 18 years old when he started making Hagois on the Rif, who was like the Gadol Hador, who's the Rebbe of the Rambam. And then he the Baal Amor, was a Chashavir person, but he was 18 years old, and the Ramban did not like that he was making Hagois on the Gadol Hador's, you know, Halacha Sefer. So anyway, it says here in the Baal Amor, Vili Nira, the Baal Amor is a Mar Gadol, where there's an arrow, Li Nir Hani Mil B'chad Tara, Al Matrei Tari, Les B'Mushim Chusra Amona. That Arkan. What is Chatar? What's Treitari? Chatar and Treitari means if Tari is the Shar, is the going rate. So all this is going when there was no outside market change. So I told you I'm going to buy it, and now I could still buy it, but I happened to change my mind. No. You're Mechus Ramana. You can't just change your mind. But by Treitari means that the Shar changed, the value changed. So either the seller could say I could get a lot more money for this stuff, or the buyer could say I could get a lot more, I could buy this for a lot cheaper. And there's a significant market change, so it's mutter to do it. Okay, this is the Baal Amor says. And the Ramban, without reading it inside, on the bottom, argues and he says, no, there's no such heter, and it's, of course, it's awesome. So if we would go with the Ramban, with the Baal Amor, that would open up. That would open up a lot of heterin, right? Because if there's going to be a market change, and I can change my mind, so now I could tell you I'm going to do a deal. And I forget the contracts and all this stuff, but I told you I'm going to do the deal. Why are you going back, right? I told you I'm going to do a deal. Do the deal, right? So I told you I'm going to do the deal, but now there's a problem because I can't close the deal because the rates are too high and I can't do it. So that would be subject to the Machlokes Ramban and the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor would say it's permitted to go back. There's not Mechus Ramana. And the Ramban would say, no, you made up a deal. You made it up. That's it. You're Mechus Ramana if you go back. It would be awesome still to go back. Okay, so let's go into the Shulchan Aruch to see who do we paskin like on this shaila. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch, we have a lot of Shulchan Aruch here, but the bottom line is, the Torah also paskins Trei Tarih. You can see that in the Torah on page 14. The Torah is in Siman Reish Dalet and Chesh Mishpat. That it says over there, starts on page 13. In the tour, so it starts on the page before on 13, it says on the bottom there, it says, Afal pi, should be dvarim b'lei mois, even though that when you have just words and you didn't give money, ain't sarf l'kabal of mishapara, next page 14, you don't have to give mishapara, mikomaka im roi la adam lamed b'tibur, it's appropriate to stay in your, to keep your word, Afal pi, shle lokach me'adam an klumim v'ni yudin pei, v'lei rosham, he didn't do any action on the schoira, v'lei nosan mashkoin, but either side that goes back, whether it's the buyer or the seller, he's considered mechusar amana, and the tour brings down the balamar. Because of balamar, when the prices are the same, if there's a change in the price, it's okay to, if there's a change in market value, it's okay to go back. Okay. This is the Torah. But you'll see in the Ramam, it's not so posh. So let's go to Shulchan Aruch for a minute, which is on page 18 in the booklet, which is Shulchan Aruch Chesh Mishpat Simen Reish Dalet, and it's Siv Zayin. So it says over there like this, Hanoisei v'noisei b'dvarim b'vad. Your conversation was in words. Harezei roi loy lamed b'diburoi. It's appropriate to keep your word. Whether you're the buyer, whether the seller, okay. So it's, and then he brings the din of matana. That's by a small gift. Until you make a kidding. So clearly the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rabbi Yochanan, and only by Matan Meruba, not by Matan Mu'etes. Okay? Now, let's go to the Ramah at the end on page 19, which is, again, it's cut off the pages, but it's on the next page. So it's the Ramah on page in Sif Yud Aleph, the Rama says like this. It's at the end of, in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the page. Even though you're technically allowed to go back, and you don't have to accept a curse for going against your word. A person should continue his word. You should keep your word. It's in Ruacham Rechem, the same thing. Then he says, that is if the prices are the same. Aval betray tari, next page. Ain zem mechusari amana. It's not considered mechusari amana. B'chol ha'omer losses lachaver matan muetes. Harizim mechusari amana. Fine. So far we have the balamor. Now we have a pretty good exit strategy. As long as the rates changed, it's mutter to go back. The problem is the end of the Ramah. V'yesh ha'omerim. It says the Ramah. Dafilu betray tari. Even if it's tray tari, that means even if the price has changed and the market changed. Osir, lachzer, boy. It's still forbidden to go back against your word. You got to do the deal. And you're considered dishonest if you go back. V'chein nira ikar. So there are ma paskins, v'chein nira ikar, not like the balamor in the Torah. And he sounds like it's osir. So even if markets change, you said you're going to do the deal, you got to do the deal. That's what he says. So that leaves us a little bit hanging. We lost that exit strategy. But look at the shach in the top right corner. The shach says l'chein nira ikar ubabach nistapik bazeh me'achad the Yerushalmi mefurish karazal. So the shach is a cryptic statement. Shach says the bach held it was a suffix, which one we paskin like, because the Yerushalmi is much more like the balamor. So what does the Shach mean to be doing? Does he mean to be saying the halacha is like the balamor, or is he just like, you know, bringing down information? So here's a fascinating case. Then we have a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer telling us the halacha. The case was like this. The case was that there was in a certain town, there was the standard, vad of Moyalin. The standard vad that, approved the Moyalin. And any baby that was born, you would call up the vad and they would assign you a Moyal, and that was that. This guy called up a Moyal from a different city. And, he's his friend, he calls him up, a Moyal Mumcha, and says, I want you to do the bris. Okay, no problem. So he calls him up and he brings him in. And then when he shows up to the bris, one of the local Moyalim say, no, the father told me I'm doing it. And basically he changed his mind and he said, yeah, I'm going to give it to the local Moyal. So the question was, is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to be chayzer from his word to the first guy? So the... What? Divide another machiv to pay. We're talking about who has the schus to do the mitzvah.
In terms of sefer stas, we'll probably do that.
Yeah, but he also knew that the father also knew that when he called me. It's not like some sefer says, well, the rav of that city thought to bring down a taz. The taz in Hilchos Mila says that if you said to somebody you'll do the mila. And then all of a sudden, the Ribbitzer Rebbe walks into town, and you have a schus to have a tzaddik do your mila for you, right? So you're allowed to go back against the first moil and give it to the second moil because it's like trey tari. That's what the Taz says. It's an unexpected change that was out of your control. That's considered trey tari. And since it's trey tari, it's mutter. So first of all, you see the Taz is paskening, trey tari is mutter. So he says, Lamaisa, you see from the Taz that if the lashon of the Taz is nearly dim, who beinyan shen is damen le'achakach moel shu oyav oyay tzadik, ve'anan tzadi, diyu oyay shom b'shas, shenosan le'arish lomo hayanoysan lezeh, it's mutter to be go back. Okay? So the Chasam Sofer says, but that would not apply in this case, because the other moel, knew the father, nothing changed in the circumstances. That minag or that chevra moyalim that was there when you called me. So why did you call me? Because you decided you want to call me and not use them. So what changed? Because you got one of the local guys gave you a funny look at the Shalom Zachar, like, oh, who are you using? nothing changed. You knew that when you called me. So Shalom Sefer says that's not called treitari. If the circumstances was there, all in there before, and you just changing your mind, there was a smichas das, and therefore you told it to me, and you're not allowed to go back. That's what some sefer says. But the some sefer Teich Dvar is all busy, that if it will be considered trey tari, then it will be mutter. Because trey tari, there's no, right? Trey tari, it would be mutter. Okay? So clearly, the some sefer is paskening, the trey tari is mutter, the Taz paskens trey tari is mutter, there are shulchan paskens, trey tari is mutter. And therefore, if there's a real change in the circumstances, it's mutter. By the way, let's say you tell somebody, I'm gonna buy a car from you. You're selling your used car. I just bought a new car. I put out an announcement. I have a used car to sell. And someone calls me up and says, I'm gonna buy it. It sounds like a perfect car. I need a new car. I'm gonna buy your car. All right. Then about a week later, my great aunt calls me up and says, I have an extra car. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. I want to give you the car. Wow, unbelievable. So, my first call is to Pesach Krohn, tell him, I had no car. My great aunt just gave me a car. This is a story for the books. And my second call is to the guy and tell him, I don't need your car anymore. Right? So, is that trey tari? Is that subject to this machlekes? He definitely was not expecting to get the other car. So the poskim say it's even better than trey tari. Because there what happens is the whole circumstance says you don't need the car anymore. See, in the other case, I still need a property. I'm just not going to buy yours. I'm going to buy someone else. Or I still need to sell it. I'm just not going to sell it to you. I'm going to sell it to him. But nothing. But here, the whole, I have no need for the car anymore. I'm not going to buy any car. I got one for free. So where the seller is in no need to do the deal anymore. So it's a very different, it's even considered better than Treitari. Even the Ramah that asks is Treitari, in this case, you don't have to go buy a car if you don't need it, just because you said you're gonna. The whole Metzias changed that you're not in the need of a car anymore. Okay, so that's even better than Treitari.
So some circumstances change so quickly, so unexpected. Why would there ever be smichus das? You have a political ethics.
No, I'm saying what's the like? Well, when, and it could change, but things don't change.
The
Derech Klal.
Yeah. And so I have a cup of coffee, and give me six reasons why in the end it didn't happen.
I said what?
I said I'll buy a cup of coffee next week. Come, we'll take care of the coffee. Right, Matan
Muatis.
For a whole bunch of reasons, it means closer to fun. Don't
you're Inus? Inus,
no. My schedule time. I don't come up with reasons. Schedule J. Money on my
son.
What?
Anything can change. No, I mean that people are some of dots in normal because otherwise you couldn't
right.
have any type
right.
of...
Right. Otherwise people can't move forward on anything. Right.
You know,
I think, right.
What if there was an expenditure on the part of the seller? Like you, because you said what you're going to do, he went and lost a certain amount of money.
Well, that's the whole idea here. Meaning, right, but that's the whole idea why Bederach Klal, that's the whole idea what we're saying, that's the Mechayev to close. Now, you're saying I have now a whole different set of circumstances which allows me to go back. Fine, that changes the Metzias. But that's the whole Svara.
Random example. Someone did, I don't know if it applies the same way. Someone said they're coming for Shabbos. You went, you put out money, made arrangements, made things for them, and it's it. Last second, something came up, I got a different arrangement.
What? Right. No, so I don't think it's like the Chayval. I don't think the Chayval's Garmi, I'm saying, but, you know, anyway, it's Tzarchei Shabbos off the Cheshman, so you just got free, you know, you just got yourself free dessert. But, and you know,
now,
the guy's moving to Eretz Yisrael. I'm selling you my apartment. I can't move to Eretz Yisrael. Actually, I'm not moving anymore. He has to sell the apartment. I'm saying the whole thing changed. Okay, so we're not going out to contract, I'm talking about out your word to change it. You know, you're not mechuyev necessarily in a complete change, but where it's. It's got to be significant, somewhat significant. I don't know. It's Kobene Moira, I'm saying. But, no, that's what I'm saying. From the case of the Taz, you see, it's not money, right? You, all of a sudden, a new model comes into town. You know, it's about big tzaddik. You're allowed to. Now, what the question is that. Now. Let's say there's no real change in circumstances, be'etzem. This is the Shevet Levi's kasha. He says, so let's say the seller, they make a deal, and then the rates change, and the buyer wants to go back, leaving the contract aside. Just off my word, I can't afford to do the house, so we let the buyer go back, treitari. What if it's not a matter of treitari? What the common case is that the seller says, I'll sell you the house, and the market stays the same. Nothing changed about the market. But some guy is willing to pay $100,000 over the market. And he calls me up and says, I'll pay you more. So is that considered treitari? Is that considered something else changed? Or no, the tari is the same. Happens to be another guy is willing to pay you more. But that's not a real change in circumstance. That's just...
Yeah,
it's still the most you can get for your house, Batson. It's still the most you can get for your house.
I found a new person. When I told you I sold you for $800,000, I didn't think the BMW was going to come in and I'm going to pay a million.
Because there's always going to be, I don't know, maybe that's completely outside factor, but there's always going to be a reason why you change your mind. There's going to be a reason why you change your mind. The question is, it has to be that it's mitzad the situation. I'm not sure exactly what the chiluk would be, but it doesn't sound to me like it's the same as straight tired. It's not really a change in market. So the emes is that it really depends. What's the lumdus in Treitari? Is a lumdus in Treitari that I could not have imagined that this was going to happen, and I only committed based on the circumstances that I would have assumed could within the realm of normal. This is now a new with. It's not within the realm of normal anymore, and therefore, you know, it's totally unexpected, and the circumstances changed. Okay, so I wasn't sorech das with you because, you know, based on the circumstances. Okay, if that would be the case, I don't know that an offer out of nowhere is really falls into that. Nothing really changed. You could have had that yesterday also. I mean, but you assumed that wasn't going to happen. So today also you were assuming it didn't happen. It just happened to, so that's not enough. But there's another svara that mechus ramana, you're only mechuyev to do it if there's no loss to the meicher, to either party. You're just changing your mind because you want to sell it to this guy more than this guy or whatever. But if there's a specific loss that you're going to take, it could be you're not mechuyev, and that's trying to take treitari. You're not mechuyev to do your dibor if you're going to take a specific type of loss. It's the lashon of the Ramban.
The loss is giving him a son.
No, but that was the loss you told me you're going to take.
But right now I haven't lost anything.
No, but you told me you're going to take that loss. I'm talking about a side loss. If you keep your word, you're going to take a loss because you kept your word. So here, since to keep my word, I'm going to end up losing out on a better price. It could be that we would say it's mutter. So if Dov Khan was here, he holds that it's aser. He held that it's aser because the ikar point of Treitari is the first svara. Is that it's le'asik adaite that such a market value could change. So David, that's your question. What's significant? What's significant is that it's le'asik adaite. So there's a quarter of a point change, you know, in the rates, these things have, it's three, you know, it goes up a full percent. It goes up really a lot. That was significant that you didn't last a kadaite between now and then that would happen. So that would be awesome. So he holds the ticker as far as last a kadaite and Mamela, if you just get a better offer, it's not a good enough reason to go with the second offer over the first. The Shevet Halevi seems to hold the same thing. Chuvin the Shevet Halevi Chelek Zion also seems to hold the same thing. So it would have to be a real significant change in the market. Okay, that would be allow you to go back, but otherwise we would not allow you to go back. Okay, now Mice, if you look back on page 2, or it's actually page 4, it's a beautiful lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah that it's the etzem metzias of a klal Yisrael. That Sha'iris Yisrael lo yasu avla, lo yidabu kazav. The Klal Yisrael is supposed to be that their dibor is a dibor. So he says there, Maftiach es chaver lehetivim of yishakar dvar of yasim la'al milos. So he turns his word into a no. Ki achre ha'shomer lehetivim oi b'loshen avtocha. I told you I'm going to do it, and I promised you. Ubatach boi leif chaver, and the guy relied on you. Ein lo lechalo avtochosoi, ki zed derech sheker. And it's like you're questioning your yichus almost. Which means that in Yisrael we don't find these midos of kazav lying. Even matanam muetes ava bishlo hiske loshen avtochan. I promise you, but I told you I'm going to do it. Amu chazal yesh boi mishol mechusari amaya ki leiv chaver esamech alav ubeteach boi. So he sums it up right there. It's you know, and again, it's not just a benon lachaveri, benon lamakum. It's benon lachaveri, and that's the significance of this. Okay, so next week, Mr. Shimon will share. I just want to maybe bring out a few more nafkaminas of this issue, and then we're going to get into either next week or the following week the shilas regarding the brokers. You know, a guy tells you about the deal, and then you decide. You know, you don't need him, you do need him, etc. All those fun shilas will be in the next couple of weeks. Okay? Shkoyach.